Okay, good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Yisro is the Parsha Sadayanim, and remember that's sort of elemental to Yisro. Yisro was Mosif. He created a Yaser, a Parsha Achas B'Torah. So again, it's very important to realize that it wasn't just like, you know, a random Parsha, but this was actually somehow really intrinsic to his character. It formed his identity. And, you know, it wasn't Kol Chelu V'Chol Dam Lo Sochelu. And it wasn't Lo Sasim Dami Mevesacha, and it wasn't Kitetzi L'Milchama Loivecha. It was in the Parsha Sadayanim, which is very, very important in terms of who Yisro is, and I think it has, as we've discussed in years past, something to do with Yisro's Koach Hashmia, Vayishma Yisro Chen Mijan Chosein Moshe, and that's really the sine qua non of Dayanis, Shamoa Ben Achichem B'Shvatetam Tzedek, Ben Ish Ben Achiv Ben Gero, very, very important Yisro's identity. The suggestion is a fourfold judiciary beneath Moshe Rabbeinu, Sarei Elohim, Sarei Meo, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asaros, Vishavtu Es Am Bechol Eis, the Svarno. This is really one of the most famous, I certainly at the moment cannot think of any more famous Svarno Lehalacha. The Svarno has so many, you know, critical interpretations of Chumash, which enrich our understanding, Lagdil Tar Ladira, but in terms of Psak Halacha, this Svarno that about to share with you is really maybe the most famous, and has to do with the notion of Jewish appeals courts. You know, there's a massive literature and a massive controversy about, you know, the role of appeals courts. Some of you are part of the Rambam Chabura. We discussed that at length in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the principle of, you know, Beidina Achar Beidina Lodaiki, that a Bezdin doesn't challenge the authority of another Bezdin. But there are outer boundaries to that principle, and the Sforno is one of the most important Makoros here, who understands the Sarei Elohim, Sarei Meo, Sarei Chamishim, and Sarei Asaros exactly in that vein. So not just, you know, a hierarchy of courts, but actually appeals courts, as he says, you know, quite explicitly here. Amnam kiyu dalad madrigo zolam alam izo, hine yishbur hakatan rishona, right, you want to call them the Sarei Asaros, v'atzoi kal psaktino yitzak el agadol mimenu, right, he has the right of appeal, so that would be the Sarei Chamishim, v'nosheni al ashlishi. And then he could appeal again. Well, so a second appeal to the Sarei Meos, and then a third appeal. Minashli Shel Ravid, Sarei Alafim, Uvechein Yu Ma'atim Abayim Lefanecha Ladin, right? And then, you know, there'll be very few that appeal up to you. So it sounds like there would actually be four distinct appeals opportunities, which sounds like, you know, can really gum up the system. But the Sforno thinks that that is actually, you know, the recipe for success. V'gam kol ha'mazal mekomo yavo v'shalom achar shizbar adin b'chol kach bate dinim yeda kol ba'adin shepsak adin haya imiti v'lo yosef lariv kamram da'azim v'edina shakav glimei lezer ulazame v'archa. Somebody who ostensibly loses a case in court, merits an edge of Zion, right, and they say that he owes, Reuven owes Shimon some money, he should be thrilled, because they're motzi gzeila mitachas yado, and they'll have an enormous amount of confidence in the psak halacha. So again, the Sforno takes the position that appeals courts are legitimate, and those, you know, again, voices, and it is practiced, let's say at the CRC, the Bethlehem of America, you know, largely build their approach off something the Sforno says, is that part of what makes the principle of appeals courts valid is only the fact that there's a clear hierarchy, Zelamalu Mizeh. If it's not a clear hierarchy, then you really do have a problem of Beidina Achar Beidina Lodaiki, Beidina Basar Beidina Lodaiki. But again, if there's a clear hierarchy, then it's much less, you know, of a problem. And that's exactly what the Sforno is suggesting. So that is a, you know, like a very, very, very important idea to have in terms of the halacha. One of the Sforno's major contributions to understanding of the, you know, Torah Sadayanis. Again, just me, Mosif, one Hayara of my own on the Sforno. So again, it's a very critical and a very influential piece of the Sforno. But one piece that I think that is important to question, you know, just how persuasive it is, not just its originality. But if the Sforno were correct, I think the pasuk should be formulated as Sarei Asaros, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Meos, Sarei Alafim, but it's in the opposite direction, right? Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meos, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asaros. Right? It gives you the opposite impression, because according to the Sforno, all cases have to first go to the Sarei Asaros, and then to the Sarei Chamishim, and then to the Sarei Meos, and then Sarei Alafim, and then to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a little bit difficult that the Torah puts it exactly in the opposite, you know, direction. There are answers to that question. But I think, again, just as a Heora, this may challenge us for this doctrine.